Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Pebbles, I know you have a question, right?
Well, I was just curious, because I've been talking to a lot of friends and family who are teachers and or work in the school system, and I've heard so many people talking about it, and I'm curious from the parents in the room, what do you think of, do you want your kids to go back to school? Because I think that, I don't know if anybody has the right answer, but I know everyone has opinions. And
everybody.
I'm curious.
I've seen crazy opinions. I saw one lady complaining on Facebook that she wants school to start again because her daughter's bored and she's not friends with any of her daughter's friends' parents, which it sounds ridiculous, but there's validity to it.
I mean, that's like down in the bottom of the reasons.
I mean, bottom, but you know, you're probably like, she's like, oh my God, I just want to get this kid out of the house. But okay, so my thing is, you know what? I go back and forth depending on the day. Mm-hmm. I just want them to make a decision earlier than later so then we can start setting forth a plan, because either way, it's going to be inconvenient. You know what I mean? If you do the half online, half in school, like 1 week online, 1 week in school type of thing, which I think will probably make the most sense from the few suggestions I heard. Let us know, because people need to make plans with those
but
things.
They don't know. From what I understand from people that I've talked to, they have to come up with three different plans right now. So they're trying to figure out what they're going to do in each situation.
Yeah.
So nobody knows which plan they're going to go with. It's like, give us three and then we'll decide. But then you got to look at, how long do they wait before making the decision?
Yeah.
Does school technically start? Is it? Because I know,
depending,
some places,
it could be end of August, beginning of September.
Okay. I wasn't sure if they were looking about changing stuff because things have been so weird and like things have ended later in some towns and ended earlier in other towns. So I wasn't sure if they were looking at even changing dates and stuff like that.
So for my youngest daughter, we were going to start her in school this year. We decided not to.
Mm-hmm.
We might push it back to January, but we're probably going to go next September. I'm like, let's just go next September. Forget about, because the last thing we want to do is start her in school and have it be like this weird
inconsistent thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen. My two older daughters, with them, I'm more worried about their mom because their mom is sick. She has brain cancer. So the last thing I want them is go to school, get something and bring it to their mom who's very immunocompromised. And here's my thing with that. Right now, I brought my dog to the vet last week. To bring your dog to the vet, right, you got to drive up with your dog. You can't go in the damn building.
Yep.
Somebody comes out, grabs your dog, brings it in for a half hour appointment or whatever. If that's for my dog, how are you going to get a bunch of kids into a school and be like, yo, this is a big crowd of people. Let's all just hang out for 8 hours or whatever it is. Right. If you can't, so that to me, I'm like, the last thing, the one thing, as much as you want it to happen, the last thing I want to happen is to be like, all right, school's open, just like regular. Right. Everyone come back in.
Yeah.
Well, it won't be able to be like regular. If it's going to be open in person, they're going to have all the precautions in place. That's probably why it's taken them so long to figure it out.
What do you think, Leroy?
You know, in a perfect world, they would go back because that's a national holiday for adults. for kids. But, you know, yeah, for safety reasons and everything, it's going to be hard trying to figure out how to get it done because you got to work and the schedule is just crazy. But we're going to have to figure it out because at the end of the day, it's all about being healthy. So,
well, you did say there's one benefit to if they do just straight online classes, right?
No back to school shopping.
Hell yeah.
Woo!
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.